All right, Gabby, look, we'll get started. We don't have any major decisions to make as such, so let's just get going and have a discussion. What's the first item on the agenda, please?
Okay, first item, minutes and action. And there was just one action from last time. That was the secretary to review the financial contribution guidelines and figures to make sure that they are up to date. And this has been done.
Okay, good. So what's the next one?
DNS cert follow-up.
Ah, yes, DNS cert follow-up. Jolly good. So let me just give you a brief update on that. Hopefully everyone will have seen... Well, no, I need to give a bit of background here. So everyone will remember that we had Rod's comments made to the GAC in Nairobi, and we followed that up with a letter from the CCNSO, which was read out at the public forum on the Thursday. Subsequently, on the Thursday afternoon, there was a meeting between Rod, Greg Rattray, who's Rod's... I'm not sure. What's Greg's actual position, Bart?
He's Vice President, Security, Stability and Resilience, so that's a department within ICANN.
Lovely. And he met... Greg and Rod met with me, Byron... Carsten Schiffer from Germany, Keith Davidson, and Rolof from the Netherlands, and we had a discussion about the comments. And as a result of that discussion, and I won't go into the details of the discussion because it was an off-the-record discussion, but as a result of that discussion, Rod agreed, amongst other things, that he would send a response, a formal response, to the CCNSO letter. And that response has now been received, and I've sent that out. Everybody should have had a copy of that. And pretty much doesn't say anything, actually, the response. So I've refrained from commenting on it, and I'm not sure that we can necessarily usefully take it any further, but everyone should have had a copy of that and hopefully has read it by now. So I suppose we should, maybe I should tell you a few other things as well. Rod's comments to the GAC have met with an almost universal response in roughly the same terms that we responded, which is that they were alarmist and unnecessary and there's no basis for them, no basis in fact, etc. And the sort of formal follow-on from his comments has been encapsulated, if you like, in the submissions or comments that have been made to the formal posting of the DNS business case document and the security and resiliency document. Both of those were posted for comment on the ICANN website, and there have been a number of responses. The CCNSO has sent in a response. Everybody's seen a copy of that. There's been a response from various CCNSO, CCTLDs, and I believe that the Nominet response or the UK response will be coming today, which will be roughly the same as ours. There was also a letter written by me, Cheryl Langdonore as chair of the ALAC and Chuck Gomes as chair of the GNSO, suggesting a way forward, that there should be some sort of cross SOAC working group to consider the issues, etc. And key amongst the responses was a response from the US government, which I hope most of you will have seen. But if you haven't, it basically says... effectively the same things that we have said, which is that you should slow down, you should form a joint working group, you should consider these issues the normal way that ICANN would do this. And it finishes with a comment which I'm paraphrasing, but basically it says we understand that you have been saying that you are obliged under the terms of the affirmation of commitment to do this, or to take a greater role in security. Please don't use the affirmation of commitment as an excuse for expanding your mandate. If you haven't read it, the letter, it's worth reading. It's from Larry Strickland, who's the Secretary of the Department. And it was posted, I think, from memory, not to the DNS business case comments, but to the other one, to the security and stability and resilience comments. So I'm not sure there's anything more we can do, having made the public comments that we've made and having had those backed up by other people. But if there's anything anybody wants to say, the floor is open.
I'll just, it's Byron, and you're right, it is in the other section, which is called Proposed Strategic Initiatives for Improved DNS and SSR, and it's Fiona who submitted it, just if anybody's interested and hasn't seen it. Fiona Alexander.
Thanks, Byron.
Chris,
hi, somebody just joined.
Hi, this is Patricio.
Hi, Patricio. We're just on DNS cert. Sorry, Peter.
Yes, Chris. I agree. I think that last paragraph was very important. I was very happy to read it there. I had a meeting with Greg and Bart last week in Brussels. And when I raised that particular section, Greg pointed out that, in his view, this was not related to the deployment of any particular project. This was aimed at this particular project and not to efforts on security and stability in general. So when you paraphrase in a way that it describes that paragraph as saying that ICANN should not deploy or should not start activities based on AOC, I think they see that somewhat more restrictive. So it's probably good to point it out on future occasions, or at least ask clarification to the NTIA to make sure that everybody understands it correctly.
Thank you, Peter. I agree with that. I think that it was a very specific point that was made in respect to this proposal, but it was said in general terms, which is that you should not be using the affirmation of commitment as an excuse, a reason, a justification for expanding your mandate. It doesn't mean that ICANN isn't responsible for security and stability. It just means that they shouldn't be using that to mission creep, for want of a better term. And I think that's a key message, which hopefully is, well, we'll see, I suppose, but hopefully has been received. We just had a couple of people join the call. Who, apart from Patricio, who else just joined?
It was Paolo. So I was dropped out and I was rejoining.
Okay. Right, thanks, Paolo. So are there any other comments on the DNS cert saga?
Do you think there's been any change in position vis-a-vis that? When I use the word position, I mean...
Rod's position.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Dottie. I'm told that... it's hard to know. I guess we have to wait and see what the response to all the comments is. I mean, it's pretty hard to go past... It's going to be pretty hard to go past the comments, since pretty much all of the comments are saying the same thing, which is, you know, this is how you get out of this. You set up a working group, you get the relevant people involved, and you get them to do some work on the subject. And that seems to me to be, you know, a perfectly sensible way of going forwards, not least of which because it was our suggestion. And I think that really has to be the way of dealing with it. I can't see any other way. But I, whether there's been a change or not, time will tell.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. I mean, this is going to be a topic for discussion in Brussels, whether formally or informally. It'll be a topic for discussion, and we'll work out, and things will happen between, presumably things will happen between now and then, and we'll be able to respond accordingly. I don't think there's anything we can do right now. I think we just need to sit back, and having made our comments, I mean, you know, we've said stick to the process. So what we should be doing is sticking to the process, which is what we, you know, we put in our comments. There are supportive comments. Pretty much everyone agrees. The ALAC agrees. The GNSO agrees. So, you know, and the GAC agrees. So, you know, what else can you do? Okay, Gabby, next.
Update working group.
Okay.
SOP working group.
Byron. It's star 7, Byron, if you're on mute.
Yes, can you hear me now?
Yes, Byron.
Thank you for telling me that, because I was merrily talking away. It's early in the morning where I am, so I'm barely half a cup of coffee into it. The SOP working group has not met subsequent to Nairobi, but in Nairobi there were discussions about the steps or the path forward to Brussels, and one of the, or I'd say the main issue discussed there was around the session that we would like to have in Brussels that would be a facilitated session to talk about what we'd like to see in the coming strategic plan. So really that, it's just in the formative stages right now, but that was probably the key point.
Can I ask you a question, Byron, because it's relevant to a discussion that we had, that Bart and Gabby and Christina and I had earlier on today.
Sure.
For the purposes of our agenda, it would be really helpful if you could tell us, not necessarily right now, but within a few days, give us a clue as to timing. How much time do you think you're going to need?
Okay.
Because we need to slot it into the agenda. No problem doing that, but we need to know that, you know, you need an hour and a half or whatever it is that you need in order to do it. It's incredibly important, so we obviously need to make the time. And we really would need, we need some input from you soon as to how long you think it's going to take. And the other question is whether you, you say you want it to be a facilitated session, that's fine, but do you have a particular person in mind, or were you relying on Patrick, or what did you think, how do you think that should work?
Well, I think Patrick certainly can get the job done. I have another individual who I've worked with who's been very, very good. So one of my takeaways is I need to, I guess, talk to Bart in terms of if somebody is engaged, how do they get paid and who pays?
Okay, so you can have, fine. Frankly, I don't know whether it's a possibility of getting anybody paid at the moment. The finances are not in the best state in the world right now,
right,
because of overruns, etc. It may be that if Patrick were coming anyway, it's something that he could do simply because he's going to be there, but I don't even know if that's the case at this stage. So let's not worry too much about that. The key for us at this stage is we do need to get a clear indication from you about how much time you're going to need to run this session.
Yeah, and the format as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is Byron, I will send you an email, and Chris, and see if we can find some dates either end of this week, early next week, for a call.
Okay.
That might be probably the most useful, and then we can start planning, and then we can inform the council at the next council meeting.
Yeah, because in terms of format, I mean, my goal is to try to enable everybody to participate a little more actively so that we, as much as the usual suspects always have good things to say, I'd like to try to get more engagement through the whole room. So what I'm looking at is basically facilitated function where everybody can immediately participate without having to speak up.
And what would the specific topic be, Byron? I'm not going to hold you to this, but roughly, what would the title be? What would your outcome be? What are we commenting on?
On the coming strategic plan, what the key issues are, and has the existing strategic plan actually met its objectives? So has the current one met its objectives?
Yeah.
If not, what are the issues? And taking that going forward, what are the key strategic issues for the CCNSO?
Yeah. So do we think that every computer should be painted green? Do we think that security is really important? You know, all that stuff.
Yeah, because I think, and it was brought up earlier, or it was brought up actually in our at the SCP meeting in Nairobi, primarily what we have commented on is what ICANN has put in front of us.
Yeah.
Which I think is fair. I mean, that is the plan in place, so for us to comment on exactly that is certainly fair game. But one of the comments made is what else is out there that we can bring to the plan, because we haven't really done much of that yet, and I think in part we haven't really enabled people to put their voices on the table about what other key strategic issues ICANN should be considering. So we've taken a step, which is make comment on the plan ICANN puts forward, and now just fundamentally broaden it a little bit with 100 people in the room, or at least metaphorically, are there some good ideas there that we can put forward that ICANN should be considering in the strategic plan?
Okay, cool. So, all right, excellent. Well, we can easily put all that together. But as I said, we need to get clear on time, and we'll worry about who can facilitate that later on once we know when it's going to be and how long it's going to be.
So I will send you a note.
Okay.
Thanks. Okay. Gabby, what's next?
Next is the delegation, redelegation, and retirement working group.
Okay. Well, I guess that's me. The working group has a hectic schedule of calls between now and Brussels. We're hopeful that in Brussels, prior to Brussels and for discussion in Brussels, we will have a report, a document from the working group, which will set out the issues that have arisen from our comparison between RFC 1591 and the GAC principles, and the actual practice that has been undertaken by ICANN in respect to delegations, redelegations, and retirements. And the goal is that in Brussels we will have a session on everybody having had the report for at least 2 weeks before the meeting, we'll be able to have a session where we can go through that report, and you, the council, and members can tell the working group which of the issues that are identified you actually think are issues and which ones maybe are not, and which other ones that we haven't come up with yet, and also how important you think each of those issues will be. The idea being then that the working group will go away and by the time we get to the next meeting after that, come back and hopefully with some recommendations about how we move forward in a nutshell. Any questions? Brilliant. Gabby, next one.
Incident response working group. Adoption of updated charter to include DNS cert aspect.
Bob? Hello, Bart.
I was on mute as well as somebody working in the garden with a big chainsaw. Is at the council meeting in Nairobi, the chair of the incident response planning working group was asked to update the charge to include aspects of DNS cert. He did. He sent it around and say there was no negative reaction from the working group, so it's up to you to adopt it. I will say the charter, the red line version, reads now that in defining sustainable mechanism as described in 124. So these were the original activities of the incident response working group. The working group will include aspects of and relations with ICANN's DNS cert initiative it considers to be relevant and appropriate, if any. To identify the relevancy and appropriateness of these aspects and relations, the working group will seek input and feedback from the CCTLD community and coordinate the input and feedback from the CCTLD community on the DNS cert initiative. So as soon as this updated charter is adopted, say the CCNSO of this working group will also focus on aspects of the DNS cert initiative, probably most likely the more operational technical aspects of that initiative.
Okay. So given that we don't have a particularly full call tonight, but can you send out a formal note to the council saying this the charter needs to be formally adopted and we'll do it online?
Yeah, okay, will do.
Okay, great. Gabby?
Wildcard study group.
Right, who's that?
Jungham and Andre, but both, I don't know, Andre, have you joined, or Jungham?
No.
No? Okay, I'll do it. We set out a list of scheduled calls. They will focus on, say, the actions as presented at the Nairobi meeting, so hopefully by Brussels. They've concluded their work, so that is a overview of the reasons why some CCTLDs use or have used wildcards, overview of the harms as indicated by the ASSEC, and trying to map some of the aspects of the why people use wildcards onto the harms and see if everything is covered, yes or no. And that's it, and present this to the CCNSO community, CCTLD community and the CCNSO Council at Brussels, in Brussels.
Excellent. Any questions? Okay, good. Gabby?
IDN CCPDP Working Group 1.
Yes, I will go ahead.
Go on, Bart.
Say there was a public comment period. It just closed. We had two comments, so I need to say consolidate these and send them to the working group. Some of them are, I still have to look at these comments, and the working group has scheduled some calls over the next period. And we'll come up with an updated version in Brussels. One of the real open issues there will be the whole variant management discussion, because there is still this is still an open issue from a technical and operational perspective as well. So you don't want to come up with policy recommendation while this is ongoing. That's IDM PDP 1. And the second one is the second working group, so that's on the structure or the structure of the CCNSO to include IDN CCTLDs is starting up. We send out a call for volunteers. I don't know, Gabby, how many calls or volunteers have responded.
Sorry, I haven't sent you the list yet. The call ended on Friday, and we only had 4 volunteers.
Oh, that's not so many. So maybe we have to prolong it to include more people.
Yeah.
Okay, Gabby, if you can send a note out, we'll work on persuading some other people to join.
Yeah.
So should I send out the note reminding everyone? Okay.
Yeah. And please maybe send it to the council, the list already of those who have volunteered.
I will do so.
Okay.
So.
Okay. So the idea is that just so everyone's clear, the idea is that the IDN-PDP working group will do a session in Brussels. We'll talk in more detail about the current status of the reports, looking at any issues that have arisen with the draft document. Those issues will, I suspect, revolve around a couple of things at least.
Yep.
One will be variance, as Bart has said, and the other one will be the current concept that we limit this PDP to non-ASCII scripts. Yeah, there's nothing really more to say at this stage, unless anyone has any comments or input. Okay, good. Gabby, next one.
Meetings Program Working Group.
Well, who's that?
Andre.
Andre is not on the call, so we're going to get the agenda out in a couple of weeks, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, well, there's not much more to say, really, on that score. Next one.
Note, CCNSO Council Workshop, Nairobi, and follow-up.
Ah, okay. So I don't know who on this call was actually at the CCNSO Council Working Group. The CCNSO Council
workshop
in Nairobi. But we had a very useful working workshop, and the notes have gone out to everybody. So hopefully those that weren't there have seen them. We are going to have another one in Brussels. We need to follow up. I'm unsure. I had thought that was going to be on Sunday afternoon, but I've just found out that there may be some GAC board SO sessions on Sunday afternoon, so we may need to do that on Sunday morning. But we'll work that out. And the idea is that workshop on Sunday morning, following up from the work we did in the workshop in Nairobi, leads on to a session on Tuesday or Wednesday and the members' meeting that will discuss roles and responsibilities of councillors and roles and responsibilities of members, and talks about involvement, how you get more involved, why you need to be involved, and also will do some, also have some discussion on succession planning. Did I cover everything I needed to cover there, Bart?
Yes.
He's now on mute. Yeah.
Yeah. It's probably say at the next call we need to start preparing already, in order to, as this workshop will be run by the council and council members.
Yeah.
The CCTLD community one. Yeah.
Yeah. Any questions or comments on that particular issue or that particular point? I think we had a useful workshop in Nairobi, although there were a number of people who weren't present, but I think the notes are fairly clear that the key points that came out of it were we need to do a lot of work on succession planning, and we need to come up with a structure that works from that point of view. But also there was a significant amount of feedback that we need to get some more clarity on what's expected of you if you become a councillor, and what's generally expected of members. So we'll do some more work on that, and hopefully at our next council meeting, as Bart said, which will be in a few weeks' time, we'll be able to have a slightly longer discussion on this and lead that into the council workshop in Brussels on the Sunday, either in the morning or the afternoon. Any comment? Okay, Gabby, next.
Draft CCNSO agenda, Brussels.
Well, we don't have that yet, so we've kind of dealt with that by asking Byron to come up with the SOP thing. Do we have any other points that we need to cover on that, Bart?
Not really. It's so we still have to do some fact finding. So the rough agenda is out. We know we have some huge slots with regard, for instance, to this workshop and the CCNSO review. But say until we have more clarity, what will happen during these slots? The time is, or the allocated time will be an issue.
Okay. Does anybody want to say anything about the the agenda for meetings. Okay, just to canvass it in advance in case it happens. It's possible, given that we do have an awful lot of stuff to cover at this particular meeting, because we've got so many things going on, that we may actually have one session on a Monday afternoon at the end of Tech Day, if we need to try and fit everything in, because it's better to take slightly more time than try and rush everything. And I'm also conscious that there are a number of sessions that people, you know, CCTLD news sessions and so on, which are just as important, and we need to find the time to do those. But it may be that we actually have to slightly extend the time by finishing Tech Day at sort of 3:30 and then start then doing some sessions at 4 o'clock on the Monday. Next one, Gabby.
That's the liaison update. At large.
John.
Yes, I've submitted a written report. I presume everybody's received it. Do you need to ask me any questions, or do you want me to go over it?
I've not only received it, Ron, but I've read it.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, got to be impressed by that. Anyone got any comments or questions for Ron on the ALAC report? Is there anyone particularly you wanted to highlight, Ron?
I'm sorry?
Anything you particularly wanted to highlight?
I don't think so. It's all there. I have subsequently passed along an ALAC comment on the new... let me see if I can find it here. The new registry service for .NET. Does anyone know about that?
Well, I know about it, but what particularly were you...
Well, there are some concerns. I'm just passing along an ALAC comment on it. I can read it. If it's accepted, it would allow registrar to change the name of a domain in mid-year. Although the motivation for the service is described as registrars who offer hosting agreements having surplus name registrations, if the registrant does not keep the hosting arrangement for a full year, there are no such restrictions on how the exchange service will be used once approved. Registrars could use the name exchange purely for their own purposes and or could offer it as a service. I will keep you informed as to other opinions as they come along.
Okay. Thanks, Ron. We don't have a report from the G's, presumably. Because Olga is not on the call.
Hanshan Lee is not on the call.
Oh, sorry, Hanshan Lee is not on the call. Sorry, I know I'm useless at this. I apologize profusely to it. Okay. What's next, Gabby?
Any other business? And I have three items listed here. First one is who is Node DNSO?
But...
Yeah, there is a note from GNSO staff on the whois. There are some. There's a public comment period going on. Say, let me see, because on the whois service policy tools and the set of requirements for it. And so, if the CCNSO wants to comment, they have the opportunity in the close of the public comment is by Monday, May the 17th.
Okay. It doesn't strike me as being something that the CCNSO would comment on, but it doesn't mean that individual CCs wouldn't want to comment.
So I will say I think the best way is, again, resend it to the CCTLD community list. Say if individual CCTLDs want to comment, they have the opportunity until the Monday, the 17th of May.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Next one, Gabby.
IGF letter, AUDA.
Oh, yeah, that was just that I sent the council today a copy of a letter and a report that we done to our government, encouraging them to express support in the United Nations for the continuance of the IGF in roughly the current format. It was just to make sure everybody was aware that I'd sent it out, and you're welcome to use anything in there if you'd like to do your own or advise your own governments. It was, you know, just really for information thing, so happy to talk about it if anybody wants to, but as I said, it was merely just for information.
Chris?
Yes, Byron?
Do you have a sense of what your government's take on it is? I mean, are you reinforcing or something that they're already predisposed to, or is it really an issue?
I don't think they thought about it, and that's the problem.
Ah, okay.
I think that some governments are engaged. I think Canada is one of those that is engaged. I think probably the UK is engaged as well. Our government, I think, is not perhaps as engaged as it could be for various reasons, which are not really relevant to this conversation. But there is as set out in the report, there is a concern that the push is to continue with the IGF, but to effectively change the arrangement so that it becomes pretty much government-run. And that the multi-stakeholder advisory group, which has effectively done all the work to make each of the IGFs that have happened the way, you know, as useful as they've been, could well be abandoned simply because of complacency on the part of friendly, quote, friendly, unquote, governments. And so I think, you know, if you are talking to your governments, you should encourage them to take a stance that is that it shouldn't, you know, end up being run by the Secretariat, shouldn't end up being run by some kind of internal UN process, and that the multi-stakeholder advisory group should continue to be exactly that, multi-stakeholder and advisory.
Okay.
Chris, is this something I could post under the shared resources page?
No. Unfortunately, Gabby, no. We've thought about this very carefully, and whilst I'm happy to share it effectively on a one-on-one basis with people, you know, so with the council, effectively, I'm just effectively sending it to each one of you individually. I've sent it to some of my fellow members of the multi-stakeholder advisory group and some others, but generally speaking, it's not a public document, and it will only upset the government if we post it publicly, so I'd rather it wasn't, if that's okay.
But I can still remind everyone to give me resources.
Oh, you can absolutely do that.
Could you please send me anything?
We sent you some stuff, haven't we?
I'm sorry?
Australia has sent you some stuff, haven't we?
Oh, you have said, yeah. I've got most stuff from Australia, so I can't complain about you.
And we've also bought a video camera so that we can make movies for YouTube.
Exactly. So everyone else, could you please follow Chris's excellent lead and do the same?
So, Chris, let me get this straight. You're going to take video at the IGF and post it on YouTube?
We're going to take video at ALDA and post it on YouTube.
Ah, okay.
So we're going to take video of us having coffee every morning.
You're going to get, I'm sure, a very strong hit rate on that.
Absolutely. We're going to show how a CCTLD should be run.
Excellent.
It's going to basically involve lots of meetings over coffee. And, I think the resource page only works because people provide resources to it. So, I think it'll build up over time, and I think it's an excellent initiative. And I also think, notwithstanding my natural disinclination to like anything to do with YouTube, I also think that the YouTube stuff is also quite valuable. So we've got to try and beat Rod at his own game here. My goal is that the CCNSO has more posts on YouTube than Rod does.
Are you getting your own movie studio, though?
No, I've decided against that. I've designated a room in my house to be used for the movie studio, but I'm not prepared to tell you which room that is because it's you'll see from the first video.
but we digress.
we certainly do. Okay, Gabby, what's next?
I can travel support.
Okay, what's that about?
I'm not sure. Watch.
This is public comment on the travel support provided by ICANN. So again, if either from the CCNSO or from individual members, there is a policy or there is a possibility to provide input into the updated version of the travel support guidelines for the upcoming year.
Okay. Cool.
Gabby, anything else? No.
Nothing else on my list.
Is there any other business that anybody wants to bring up at this meeting? Fantastic. All right. When's our next meeting, Gabby?
In a month. I don't know. it's on the 11th of May.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll be in Geneva. Excellent. All right.
Yeah, that was the basic idea.
All right. Well, unless there's anything else, then I think we can close the meeting. Thank you very much indeed, everybody. And talk to you all soon.
Yep. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.